WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Our next guest believes businesses should focus more on understanding people and what drives their customers, and perhaps less on data, numbers, and sales projections. Kyle M.K. is author of The Economics of Emotion, How to Build a Business Everyone Will Love, and he joins us this morning. Kyle, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So the book is based on sort of a simple idea, and that is that people make decisions, whether they're customers or fellow business types, in a large part based on their emotions.
Yeah, that's correct. And because most businesses are made up of people, and most businesses are made to serve people, it's amazing that we don't focus more on emotions.
So give us a sense of what it is that needs to change structurally from businesses who perhaps are doing it the wrong way.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen to restructure a business to be more people focused. But what I think the main thing is that if business leaders know a little bit more about emotions and you know what drives us and how emotions affect us, then they can start to work to make their business a little bit more people centric by like trying to remove negative emotions and promote positive ones.
You've learned some of this firsthand based on your experience. Talk to us a little bit about what working for companies like Apple have given you in terms of insight.
Yeah, I started my career actually at an Apple store a little more than 10 years ago. And this is actually where I kind of realized that, Apple doesn't really train any of their employees, at least at the retail level, on, the products. They mainly teach their employees how to talk to people. And, it's no secret that Apple Retail is the most successful retail store that's ever existed, and I think that it plays a huge part in it, is that they focused so much on the person.
The idea, too, that if you build this relationship and have some sort of bond with your customer, that they will purchase and keep coming back. You've seen that firsthand?
Yeah, I mean, customer loyalty is built off of relationships, right? And you can't have a relationship if you're just a cold sales house or like a sales house. You got to actually like know the customer and make sure that they're getting everything that they want. And sometimes that's different for each customer, so you can't just like have a one model fits all. You got to be as personal as you can be.
And this sort of has big implications these days, because the millennial generation that's coming in, they value these relationships, don't they?
Very much so. Like, we live kind of in the social age now where everybody wants to be significant. And so if you're going to a brand or two different brands and one of them is treating you as such and the other one is not, you're going to go to the one that is personalizing their, experience to you.
So give us a sense of what would be a good starting point if a company is doing this the wrong way now, not taking advantage of building these emotional relationships. What would your advice be to change the course of this ship mid-water?
One of the things that I do with a lot of my clients is that the first thing that we do is we walk through the entire customer experience and we kind of map out, potential emotions that a customer would feel. So like if you're, if you make an app, for instance, what does your onboarding process look like? Is it frustrating or does it, Marie Kondo's, tidying up, does it spark joy, that kind of thing? Through that very, very simple exercise, you find there are there's a lot of friction and a lot of different experiences. And if you can remove that friction, then, that's a very, very good first step to finding some ways to make people happy.
How much is fear, does fear play into a company not wanting to perhaps change how they interact with customers and build these emotional relationships. Are businesses fearful of trying something new like this?
Oh, yeah, and which is funny because fear is another emotion, right? A lot of businesses are fearful of changing because they don't want to drive away the customer base that has gotten used to the type of experiences that they've gotten before. But what businesses should realize would be like, well, some fear needs to be challenged. And in this case, you know, you need to make sure that if you are putting the customer's emotions first, then they won't actually be driven away, because what you're doing is you're giving them a better experience. So to those businesses, I would say, in this case, it's okay to do something new.
Give us a sense of who's doing this the right way, Kyle. Some businesses that perhaps some of us interact with on a daily basis.
Yeah, the businesses that do a very good job of this are your Apples of the world, Disney, Southwest Airlines, Starbucks, and Ritz-Carlton. All of those are five very different industries, and they're all at the top of their respective industry because I think that they're so good at this.
In the end, if you're doing all of this the right way, your book talks about creating joy, actual joy in business. Is that the ultimate goal here, or to not only create joy, but also bring in some money?
I think they're like one and the same. If you make people happy, people will come. They'll want to buy from you and experience joy. And sometimes it's not always promoting joy, it's removing negative emotion, whether it's disgust or sadness or fear. And people will flock to that because that's what they want. They want emotional comfort.
Removing that disgust and negativity, talk to us a little bit more about that. Is that just making sure that you create the best experience possible and make it as positive as possible?
Yeah, when it comes to if we were to try to remove fear from a customer, a lot of that looks like just setting the proper expectations from the start, and whether that's telling them what they're about to get into, or like giving them as much information about the product before you sell it to them, so that way when they get home with whatever service or product that they just purchased, they already know, you know, what to expect. There's no surprises.
People should go out and get the book. It's available on Amazon, The Economics of Emotion, How to Build a Business Everyone Will Love. What is the surprise in the book that people may not be ready for?
I think for most business books, it gets right into the business. And my first three chapters talk about the science of emotion and how emotion affects us and how you can recognize emotion in others and in business. So it's half psychology, or I guess what, third psychology, two-thirds business.
Kyle, we wish you all the best with this, and would like to talk to you again sometime. Come back and see us.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Kyle M.K., the author of The Economics of Emotion, How to Build a Business Everyone Will Love.